Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
And on the seventh day, God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. This is the word of the Lord from Genesis chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, and the text of our sermon this morning. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the seventh day is a day of rest. Our loving God, having finished the work of creation, rested on the seventh day and blessed it. Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, having finished the work of redemption from the bondage of sin, death, and the power of the devil, rested in the tomb and hallowed the grave. As God rested from his creative works, Jesus rested from his redemptive labors. His rest indicates that it truly is finished. There is a need, nothing more to do. All has been done here at the cross, and now the empty tomb. There at the cross, a man named Joseph from Arimathea and Nicodemus reverently removed our Lord and their Lord from the cross. Nicodemus brought spices and linens to wrap the body for burial. A new tomb was nearby, one in which no one had ever been laid. Things had to be done quickly, for just in hours, it's the Sabbath, the day of rest. Jesus had to be laid in the tomb. He had to be laid to rest in haste. The one who promised rest to the weary and the burdened now finds his rest there in the tomb, in the sleep of death. After all, that's what Jesus taught. That's what he taught his disciples about. That's what he taught them about death. It's rest. Only a short sleep. When Jairus' 12-year-old daughter died, Jesus reassured her grief-stricken parents, "She is not dead, but sleeping." When his friend Lazarus died, Jesus announced to his disciples, "Lazarus has fallen asleep." Death is but sleep to our Lord Jesus. And now he spends his Sabbath asleep in the grave. The Apostle Paul writes for us from the book of Romans, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." On Easter sunrise, we would do very well, dear ones, to remember our baptisms. For we have a baptismal union with Jesus in his death and in his burial through the burial of our baptism. We hear of baptism in the Old Testament reading this morning. Moses and all Israel sing of how Yahweh had led his chosen people through the waters of the Red Sea. Through water, God creates and he recreates. He births a nation. He cleanses from sin. He delivers from death and the power of the devil. My dear friends, the font there is your tomb. The place where you, who were once dead, you were buried and then rose to life everlasting by the power of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit. There at the font, you were joined to your Lord Jesus. His perfect life and death is now yours. You are joined to Jesus as He wraps you in His death-won righteousness. To be clothed with Christ, as you are in your baptism, is not only to be clothed with His life and His righteousness, but you are also clothed with His death, the death by which each of you live, the death that brings you rest. So often, if you ever have a chance to walk through old cemeteries, you will see three letters chiseled onto old tombstones, and those three letters are R.I.P. Requiescat in pace, rest in peace. Yet today, our new grave markers have something usually a bit more sentimental. All too often, dear ones, we tend to sugarcoat death and the grave. We live in denial of it. Our funeral practices usually betray us. We cover the piles of dirt. We avoid the hole in the ground. We even avoid the cemetery altogether. You see, there is a harsh finality to the grave. For there at the grave, we see that it is the wages for our sin. Rest in peace is actually the profound truth of today. Our peace and our rest is one in Jesus Christ our Lord, and His rest is in the death of our sin. Our peace is to die daily with Jesus in our baptism. Our peace is to rest in the tomb of Jesus, knowing that this is a sleep that results in life. Yes, eternal life. Thus, this morning, you entered the church in darkness. There was a faint glow of light coming up over the horizon. But did you notice that as you entered here into this sanctuary, you were not in total darkness and you were not totally alone? The light of Jesus will now always go before us, and He will always be with you. Yes, death is darkness, but a glorious light now glows, warm and life-giving. Jesus the Christ, the light of the world, the light which no darkness can ever overcome. He has conquered death, and He has conquered death for each of you. It's true what Jesus said here on the cross. It is finished. Now, at sunrise, you know the great good news. The stone has been rolled away. Actually, the stone was toppled over. And the morning sun now reveals this good news. The Son of God lives. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
His tomb is empty, dear ones, and His tomb will be empty forever and ever. Though we die, and yes, each of us here this morning, one day we will experience physical death, yet we live. Though we must rest in the grave one day, we will rest in peace. For the Lord Jesus is with us, and He will not abandon us to the grave. He has gone down ahead of us, and He has proclaimed victory. Victory for you and for me. Requiescat in pace. Dear baptized believer, rest in the peace of Jesus Christ. Rest in His word of forgiveness spoken to each of you. Rest in your baptism. Rest at His banquet table and be refreshed by His body and blood. For this morning He will be present to refresh you once again, to strengthen your faith, to forgive you of all your sin. This early morning has been a day of rest. Now we see, now we believe in the first light of His resurrection. This is the day when all who believe in Jesus Christ are delivered and are reminded that you have been delivered from bondage to sin, and you have been restored, yes, restored to life and immortality by the power of the Lamb. This is the day when Jesus Christ, the life of all the living, arose from the dead. The seal of the grave is broken, and the morning of the new creation now breaks forth in the darkest of night. Oh, how wonderful and how beyond telling is your mercy, O Father, that to you, you sent your Son, you sent your Son to save us from all our sins and to redeem us, your dear children. How holy is this day, dear ones, when all wickedness is put to flight and all your sin is washed away. How holy is this day when innocence is restored to the fallen and joy, exceeding joy, is given to those who are downcast. Therefore, rejoice. I say again, rejoice. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Jesus has won the victory for you. He has won the victory for you. He has washed away all your sins, for He is the very Lamb of God who has cleansed the whole world. Yes, you are forgiven. Forgiven of all your sin. And you have been given, you've been given a free gift, the free gift of life eternal. You have been reconciled to your Father in heaven. The Father Almighty now looks upon you through His Son, and He sees you as His dear child. For He has accepted, the sacrifice of His only begotten Son. For Jesus has kept His promise. You all remember His promise, right? His promise was that He would be handed over and that He would be crucified, but on the third day, He would rise again. Therefore, He has risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.